Everybody comes from America. Everybody has what he has to doubt before. Everybody has the technical support of the sponsors. That's tefillah. When we come to the Kaisel, everybody can use his follow for his yeshuas, for whatever he needs, for whatever he has to say thank you for. But besides that, we're coming as a chabura. And coming as a chabura, we must daven for Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael, we're in a matzav of sakana, we're in a matzav of mochama over a year. Last year, when everybody came, we were still under the influence of the savagery of Simchas Torah. It's now already a year, and we're spal. We can't stop to be mispal. Le'aleinu, kids are falling every day. Sakon every day. Sakon for the Yishuv. And we have to daven for the Tzibur. I just wanted to say one machshava about davening for the Tzibur, and one machshava of davening each person for himself. There's a gewaltige Pirkei de Rabbi Elezer. The pasuk says, "V'karosh shmo Yishmael, ki shoma Hashem es onyei." HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard your affliction, and He answered you. The Pirkei de Rabbi Elezer says there are six people in the history of the world whose name were given before they were born. One of them is Yishmael. The Pirkei de Rabbi Elezer says, "Why is his name Yishmael? Why was Yishmael called Yishmael?" Yishmael Menayin. From where did he know that he was called Yishmael before he was born, and why was he called Yishmael? Shenema v'karos shmo Yishmael. V'loma nikar shmo Yishmael. She'osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'shmoya b'koil na'akas ha'om. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will listen to the bechi, to the tz'oka, the na'oka of Klal Yisrael when Yishmael comes and tortures Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'shmoya b'koil na'akas ha'om mima she'asid b'nei Yishmael lasois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will listen to our tefillahs from what Yishmael are doing to us. Levikach nikar shmo Yisrael shenama Yishmakel v'yanim. And the Mefarshim say, the Radal, the Pirushan, the Pirkei de Rabbi Elezer says, when the Pasuk says, Ki shom Hashem es onyech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard what Sarah did to Hagar, and for that, Yishmael were able to torture Klal Yisrael. And in the name of Klal Yisrael, in the name of Yishmael, it's inherent that we're going to have the koyach to daven, and it's also inherent in the name of Yishmael that Reb Hashem will hear our tefillahs. It's a different kind of a tefillah. It's a tefillah that we're guaranteed, and that's inherent in the name of Yishmael that Reb Hashem will hear our tefillahs. We have to be mispal mikol alev HaKadosh Baruch Hu shehir the HaKadosh Baruch Hu shehir our tefillahs. To be mispal HaKadosh Baruch Hu yomer tzoraseinu die to end this melchama and to bring Moshiach tzidkenu. I just would like to say one word about davening Shimon Esri, each person davening for his own tzrachim. In this week's parsha, we find by Yosel Hashem, Rashi says HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered the tefillah of Yitzchak and not of Rivka, she'enu doyma tefillas tzadik ben tzadik le tzadik ben rosho. I always understood that the mile of a tzadik ben tzadik is over a tzadik ben rosho. A tzadik ben rosho had to break away from his father's home. A tzaddik ben tzaddik has to be a tzaddik just like his father is a tzaddik, but not because his father is a tzaddik. He has to do what his father did, and yet do it because he understands himself. And that's a bigger kunst. It's harder. It's harder to be a tzaddik ben tzaddik than a tzaddik ben rosha. A tzaddik ben rosha came to the realization of what emes is, and he broke away. But it always bothered me. It's a reason why a tzaddik ben tzaddik is more than a tzaddik ben rosha. But what's different about the tefillah? It says that the tefillah of a tzaddik ben tzaddik is more than the tefillah of a tzaddik ben rosha. The way I understood until now, it's a reason why a tzaddik ben tzaddik is more choshev than a tzaddik ben rosha. But why is the tefillah of a tzaddik ben tzaddik better than a tzaddik? I had this week a hargosh I'd like to share with you. We know that the Levush says, at the end of Shimon HaNasseh, before Yil Rotz Im Revi, we say each person says a posik that begins with the first letter of his name and ends with the last letter of his name.
The Indian is that our names should be recorded in Shemayim, but a zecher for our names. But I thought of another Tam. A painter paints a beautiful painting. Any painter paints a painting, he signs his name in the bottom right corner of the painting. He signs his name there. Signature, this is my painting. When we say our pasuk, each person says his pasuk with his initials. He's saying, Ribbono Yishlem, this is my Shemona Esrei. I'm autographing it. This is my Shemona Esrei. We start our Shemona Esrei by saying, Hashem Sefosai Tiftach Beloshen Yochid, and then the whole Shemona Esrei is Beloshen Rabim. When I know that I have to sign that painting, I know that I'm going to autograph my Shemona Esrei. I start Shemona Esrei differently. I know that's going to be. I want to present the Ribbono Shel Olam with a Shemona Esrei that has meaning to it, that has warmth to it, that has oimik to it. So if I know when I start saying Shemona Esrei that this is a Shemona Esrei, I'm going to present to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So we start Shemona Esrei differently, continue it differently, and we're able to sign it with a good feeling. So when the Tzaddik Ben Tzaddik signs his name on a Shemona Esrei, it's a different type of a signature. The fact that he's a tzaddik ben tzaddik is here in the Shemona Esrei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give every one of us. We should be able to put our koiches into Shemona Esrei and put our koiches into our own, being my Shemona Esrei being my own. And with that, presenting our tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send each and every one of us a Yeshua for everything that he needs a Yeshua, whether it's parnasa, gesund, Nachas, whatever a person needs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be memala all of our bakoshes, and he should be memala the big bakosha of sending Mashiach Tzidkenu, Meir v'Meinu Amin.